Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, let's go back in time, back 17 years when the entire nation was fixated on one court case, a double murder that is the focus of a new book that may make you think twice about your conclusion on the killings of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. The book is titled O.J. is Innocent and I Can Prove It. The author is Bill Deere, a private investigator who says he knows who committed the murders and he will tell us who that is. Bill, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much.
Now, one of the striking things about the case is that after O.J. was acquitted of criminal charges, it seemed that authorities never pursued the case further, never considered other leads. Do you think they simply decided that O.J. was the killer?
Yeah, because in one of the things that's in my book, there was a statement made by an official of the police department who made the statement that O.J. committed a double murder. Jury found him not guilty, case closed. So that's the position that they have taken. I've tried to contact them on numerous occasions and share with them my 17-year search for the truth. That's what this is all about. In 2008, we met with members of the Attorney General's staff, and they were elated over the evidence. I mean, they were extremely excited. There was five of them, four men, one woman, and they were really excited over the evidence that we had acquired because they know I'm not just somebody out in left field. I've been solving murders and kidnapping for over 40 years. I've been inducted into Police Officers Hall of Fame as a private investigator. So people can't say, hey, this is some kook coming out of the woodwork.
Well, let's get to it. You say it wasn't O.J. that killed Brown and Goldman, but someone else. So who was it, and why were Ron and Nicole murdered?
There's no doubt in my mind that O.J. Simpson was at the crime scene. The big difference was he was not there at the time of the murders. He did not know the murders were going to occur. What transpired is this. After the recital, there was supposed to be a dinner that Nicole had supposedly planned with our suspect, and he prepared the dinner for 13 people. He was excited. This was going to be the first time that he was going to be able to show off his talents as the chef, because he's normally the sous chef at this restaurant at Jackson's at 8908 Beverly Boulevard. But for whatever reason, she did not show up. Now, our suspect was taking Depakote and had for a long period of time. In fact, just several weeks prior to the murders, he checked into Cedars-Sinai Hospital, telling the attendant on duty he was about to rage. He was out of his medication, Depakote. So let's go to what you're asking me, who the suspect is. The suspect is O.J.'s oldest son from his first marriage to Marguerite. Our young man at the time, in his diaries, which we acquired, he talks about it's the year of the knife for me. I cut away my problems with a knife. If anybody hurts any of my family, I will kill them.
But you're talking about Jason Simpson, O.J.'s son. You're saying that he went to Nicole's house later that evening and committed these two murders, and then somehow O.J. was contacted or happened to come on the scene himself later?
Yes. What I believe is that when he dropped off his girlfriend after she picked him up, he left the restaurant 55 minutes prior to the murders. You have to understand he was mad and he was upset. He drops his girlfriend off, and he claims that he's going to go home. Well, we don't believe he went home. We believe he went over there. He was mad. He confronted her. He had access to the gate. He had a key that he confronted her, and they got into an altercation. And as a result, we've interviewed a maid who was slapped by Nicole. So I think if this in fact happened to our suspect, keeping in mind he's calling himself Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and he suffers from rage, if you slap that person, and they're back and forth, she probably could have said something like this: I'm no longer your stepmother. Get out of my face. I don't have to count to you what I want to do, when I want to do it. And then the altercation occurred.
I'm talking to the author of the new book, O.J. is Innocent, I Can Prove It. His name is Bill Deere. He's a private investigator. So, Bill, what you're saying is O.J. knew that Jason had committed these murders and was potentially going to spend the rest of his life in jail for his son?
I think at that point when the murders occurred between Ron Goldman, that when Nicole started coming to, he put his foot on her back and cut her. And three different times, we believe, with the knife that we have in our possession, it was found in our suspect storage facility.
But once again, are you saying that O.J. was well aware of this murder and was facing the rest of his life in prison for a murder he didn't commit and he was going to go ahead and do that?
I think that at that point, he felt some responsibility as a parent A lot of people are going to call him a very narcissistic person who looks out after his own. Nobody knows that for sure. OJ, I know he cared about Jason. I know he cared about Arnell. I know that when Jason was in the psychiatric unit, OJ spent some time with him. And so he may have had some great concerns.
I'm trying to understand, though. Authorities have this person who's mentally ill and is within the circle of Nicole Simpson. How was he not pursued as a potential suspect?
We can't answer that. We don't know. That's what strikes me. They got up and admitted that they were going to interview everybody. But as you know, they quickly zeroed in on O.J. Simpson because the glove found at Rockingham and the glove found at Bundy. And immediately, O.J. becomes their major suspect because I have the proof and documentation from Lieutenant Pietroni from the Homicide Division, LAPD. They never interviewed Jason Lamar Simpson.
Although there is no DNA evidence of any kind or any evidence that tied Jason directly to the crime scene, other than a knife that I'm guessing has no DNA evidence on it, right? And the journals, which don't specify that he committed the act.
Just keep this in mind. They never compared the fingerprints found that were unknown at the crime scene. They never compared DNA. So how do you arrive at a solid conclusion that it's not the suspect when they've never interviewed him and they've never checked the prints? It's like the hair follicles in the knit cap. Let's look at that. We know that there were hairs from an Afro-American in the knit cap that was found at the crime scene, but they did not match that of O.J. We also know there were dog hairs, did not match O.J.'s dog. We have a photograph that we found in the storage facility, along with the knife, of our suspect wearing a knit cap that resembled, in total detail, the one that was found at the crime scene.
What about the shoe print in the crime scene and, of course, the glove?
Oh, the gloves. If O.J. went over there, there's no doubt in my mind he put on a pair of gloves to try not to leave fingerprints. So as far as the glove, I truly believe, as I've said before, that O.J. was at the crime scene. I believe he was wearing the gloves, and when he bent down to check on Nicole, then all of a sudden he pulled one glove off, checked her, and she was lying in that fetal position. He realized, oh, my God, she's dead. It scared him. Head went one way, the body the other, and she rolled down two steps. He looks up and sees Ron Goldman lying there.
Now, have you or anyone interviewed Jason Simpson?
We've tried. And he has had so many jobs. He goes right now. Last we tracked him to was to Georgia. He won't meet, and you can't meet him. And now I understand he's back in Florida, but his phone's been disconnected again.
Has he had any criminal records since this murder occurred?
I don't think so. I think he's probably been very careful if this is a case. Even during the O.J. trial, he was arrested for hit and run, DWI and hit and run.
What is the one piece of evidence that you would say solidly links Jason Simpson to the case? Is it really there right now?
No, nothing solid because they haven't compared it. I believe that the hair in the knit cap and the hair from an animal in that knit cap could be crucial. But since they haven't, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request, and they claim it couldn't find it.
What made you so interested in the case after it was over, and at what point did you decide that Jason Simpson was the prime suspect?
Well, I got into this because I was speaking on the 17th during the so-called car chase scene to the International Council of Reporters and Editors like Newsweek and Primetime, and there was a guest speaker, and they asked me, and I made a statement out loud, and I said, oh, it's just something concocted by his lawyers to create undue publicity, and he'll holler and scream later if he can't get a fair trial because of it. And my son, who was with me, said to me, he said, Dad, you're assuming he's guilty. And I said, I believe he is. He said, Dad, you've always taught homicide, never assume and always verify. Well, because of that, 2 weeks, I'm flying out to Los Angeles, climbing over the back gate, and now in 6 weeks, it will be 18 years.
And how quickly did you hone in on Jason Simpson?
Well, from the very beginning, I felt that O.J. had been there but didn't commit the murder, so I started looking at everybody, and I looked at 12 people. I even looked at Jason until I went to a restaurant at Jackson's where he was cooking that night and was having dinner, and they told me that he had left 55 minutes prior to the murders and that they only had 30 people when I had been told by LAPD reporting that he was cooking in front of 200 and had an airtight alibi. Well, when you destroyed that alibi, then it started me thinking again, something's wrong here.
Bill Deere, the author of the new book, O.J. is Innocent, I Can Prove It. Bill, where can folks find your book?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. It's on e-reader as of yesterday, and I think they're going to find it an exciting read.
Bill, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, sir.
And we're coming right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.